Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Alrighty, thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here, 105 through the fan. We're live at Pickler Universe in Carrollton. People are playing pickleball everywhere. You're invited to join us and have a time. We'll have flags again Tuesday at Shell Shack on Henderson there in Dallas. So looking forward to that. I hope everybody's having a great Flagtober. It's time for Brian's Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king, Brian.
Hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's gonna teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you very much. Appreciate my teammates. Appreciate Reliant. Man, I've been trying to work the phones here, guys, to figure out what's going on. And
Mr. Telephone Man.
With Diggsy?
Yeah, I'm just trying to see if anybody knows.
What's your text? Like WTF Diggs? Question mark?
This is I got this one. I got this from somebody that might know what's going on. And they said this. They go, I said, hey, what did the quarterback do in order to miss this one? Was my question.
Okay.
And guy got back to me and said, says, I don't know the whole story yet. I said, is it a crazy one? And he says, I don't know. I've heard 3 different stories.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think that they're kind of trying to figure out what the situation is with this one and what happens. So
can't win with them.
Maybe it'll, you
can't
know,
do it.
Maybe you'll get the answers here soon enough. I don't know. But the fact that people are trying to kind of figure things out and there's different stories that are going on, you know. I could say I even reached out to like Jane Slater and people like that. Jane's kind of like, man, I'm trying to – like everybody's trying to kind of run it down right now and see if they can get what's going on.
Yeah.
But people in the organization are – I don't know, or and I've heard 3 different stories.
That's is there any way it's like a phantom injury for a bigger picture punishment? You know, he was benched a couple of weeks ago. Is this the next, or do you think this is all player side? Like, I'm not good, you know? He arrives with concussion-like symptoms. I don't know. It's just there's a big mystery around it, so I think Pandora's box is open. I would not trust him anymore if I'm the Cowboys. You know, for one reason or another, we got to move on before he gets hurt and we're on the hook for more money next year.
You know, it's funny you say that like that. And I wanted to believe that there really was an accident. But now I'm not sure. I don't know with this player. Sometimes with this guy, I don't know how important it is for him. And so when he wants to play, he can be pretty damn good. When he doesn't want to play or he's not, you know, then it turns into something else. I think Zach was kind of talking about it earlier that, you know, that he was ready to move on. I
I mean, I'm not pushing back on that. I mean, this is a nice opportunity. Just go ahead and make a statement. We're not going to tolerate a bunch of garbage.
Or maybe from his side, he's like, man, this isn't going well. They're not playing me how I should be played. The tape I'm putting out there is not good. You know, maybe for him, he's like, I'm trying to battle through this knee injury. You know, there's so many different ways it could go.
Can I throw something at you? You know, and Steven, you know, was kind of, I appreciate Dawson going after it a little bit there, but is this very similar in a way of what happened eventually to Amari Cooper? Where all of a sudden now...
A little bit, yeah.
Like where Amari... And I know it was a COVID situation and he got sick and he missed two back-to-back games. He missed the Kansas City game and then the Raider game and Dallas lost both games and Jerry got
mad.
He
never wanted to practice. Yeah, there was always something wrong with him.
Jerry got mad at him and...
It's interesting because you get such full support from the Cowboys at every turn. They'll never say a bad word about you publicly until they've had it.
Yeah.
And they have said bad things about Diggs.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't – I don't remember a time they really went after one player like that.
Oh, so, training camp.
So outspokenly. Yeah. I mean, going back to camp, there's been some type of friction with Diggs.
But it telegraphs the end when their tone changes, and that end has been apparent with Diggs for a while. I guess it was apparent with Micah when they were going after him. We just didn't think it was that possible.
I just wonder. It just kind of has some tones a little bit of what with Amari.
No, you're right. That, like the organization's like man. Yeah.
Like you go out there and lose this game this week, and it's because you're not covering. You know, I know you're not going to get a pass rush, or maybe you're not going to get a pass rush, but go out there and allow McCaffrey to have a 9 for a buck 35.
Jalen Lane has 4 catches for 100 yards on.
Would look good.
Yeah,
I just don't know if Diggs would do much better if he played. You know, the difference between Elam and Diggs is hilarious. Yeah. That's how far Diggs has slid back.
I'm with you on that, man. I'm with you on that. All right, let's talk about the officials this week in this game. Zach put it out there earlier in the week that Alex Kemp and his crew is going to officiate this game for you. Alex Kemp is, when it comes to the officials, he's ranked 4th for him and his crew.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
For the most penalties called, he's interesting in the fact that he is in his 88 calls, 44 against the home, 44 against the away.
Can appreciate that. It's a balanced man.
Balanced man. So there's really nothing you could say other than like, okay, well maybe he does call it both ways. They have a very, very low number of penalties that are declined. So usually that's a tell sign that maybe these guys are onto it as far as making the right call and teams not having to deal with that. So, but as you look at Alex Kemp and his crew this year, for the penalties that they call. What's the one penalty that always worries you guys the most when you watch a Cowboy game?
Unsportsmanlike conduct.
Defensive's offsides.
12 men.
12 men on the field? Yeah. I kind of feel like I'm always worried on third down for that five-yard defensive holding one.
Yeah, or legal contact.
Like all of a sudden, it's like Houston gets home. There's pressure. They dump the ball. Everybody's cheering, and then all of a sudden, you see that yellow flag thing come on and on the corner.
Extending drives. You think you're off the field.
That is holding.
Absolutely irritating. No doubt.
It got you at the end of that game with the Panthers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That 6-minute drive that they had, you should have got off the field. It was Elam. I don't know if it was PI or if it was a hold or what was it.
They called a hold. For Alex Kemp's crew, the number one penalty that they're going to call is they're going to call offensive holding is what they're going to call. Pretty balanced once again. 11 against the home. 10 against the aways right there. That's an average of about 1.83 for the homes and 1.67 for the aways.
He's going to call the hold unless it's in a game featuring Micah Parsons, and then he's going to let it go.
And he's going to let it go.
I love that storyline, man. Yeah,
that is a good storyline.
He was ranting.
False start would be the next most, and that's something that just naturally. It's interesting there, the away team 5-7. On the calls of 12 for the false start. Defensive pass interference. His crew's had 9 of these calls in 6 games. 6 against the aways, 3 against the homes. Neutral zone infraction, so that's lining up too close. So once again, you get into that area. This is a guy that's going to, him and his crew are going to call face mask. This is something you don't get very often, but like I say, this is a top 5 call. This crew's had 1 face mask penalty a game that they've called.
Really haven't seen face mask called a ton this year.
Now, I guarantee you this crew's called the most.
One a game?
They've had 1 a game.
That's wild.
That is wild. That's a 15-yard penalty right there. Here's another one, Dawson, for you, the clock watcher. We got a delay of game situation here. But what's interesting about this, the 5 of the delay game penalties, 4 of them are against the home team. You would usually think that maybe you're in a situation right there where the visiting teams are the ones that get those kinds of penalties. But delay game against the home, so got to be careful about that one. Defensive holding, unnecessary roughness, and then also defensive offsides are the ones. So
got to get that play in.
Yeah. I think the thing about it, like I say, Alex, this crew, like I say, Alex Kemp's crew is one of these that, to me, I really do appreciate the fact that they do have the balance. But I also, though, I don't want them to come into this game all of a sudden and just take it over that way. I worry a little bit about these guys and these officials. We saw it with Ron Tolbert. You know, these officials that come in and try and kind of take over the game. I just don't want that to happen this time
around. No, we don't want an over-officiated game.
Not at all.
It's the most annoying thing
Not
in football.
All.
Just
Not
got a little something from Josina Anderson. Here we go.
What do you got?
So she says her understanding is Trayvon Diggs's home concussion did not result from a dispute. So she's ruling out the idea.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know that it's a duh.
Yeah, because Frisco Police, I mean, we had talked about that a little bit earlier. They had said that there was no call of any type of domestic dispute
I still think plenty of people were imagining there could have been something thrown at or some type of
I think
he would have caught it.
I think he would have caught it.
Yeah.
I think that was kind of shut down a while ago, but that's good confirmation.
If somebody else would have thrown it, they would have caught it. You know, that kind of thing. If there was somebody else in the room.
Yeah, if he's having to defend that person. Yeah,
if he's nearest defender, that ashtray would have been caught.
It definitely didn't happen from him trying to tackle somebody.
No. That's for sure. I think they're looking to trade him. I think he's going to be moved. I think in 3 weeks from now, Diggs isn't on the team anymore. I think he's been a little too talkative. He's been a little too honest maybe about this defense. I mean, he's the one that's given everybody the viral clip.
We maybe, don't have an identity.
Do you see this maybe being a suspension after the concussion
is
over?
Yeah,
could be. Conduct detrimental kind of a thing?
Yeah, the whole thing's weird to me. You show up on a Friday randomly. You've got concussion symptoms. I mean, to me, this is I already had heard that they were fed up with him.
Yeah.
I think now it's like maybe you were hoping he could build up his stock to get like a decent pick. Now I think it's deadline's coming up. Cut your losses. Get whatever the hell you can.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a suspension because a suspension would signal like this guy's a handful. Don't trade for him. I think the, oh, it's a concussion, you know, maybe that allows you to, you know, sit him out and, you know, work on
what if we hear they're going after some of his money now because of this? That maybe they find out what
wouldn't
happened.
Surprise me. Wouldn't surprise me. I don't know if they can. You know, they already took
suspicious.
What they could. But
a lot of suspicious here.
Different stories. I don't like to hear that.
We got 2 hours down and three to go here in the G-Bag Nation. We're live at Pickler Universe in Carrollton. Our next spot that we're going to have flag Shell Shack Tuesday Henderson in Dallas. A football fix coming up next, Wolchuk.
Yes, this Jordan Hudson drama just keeps getting worse and worse. And the secret's out about this guy, plus the history that was made last night. My goodness, we got to talk about it next in the Nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.